Of Ellen, her looks, I mean.
Well, I think Ellen's very nice looking.
You know, she doesn't have a single invitation to the dance just because she's so honest and intelligent. I think that's terrible.
Well, I wasn't aware that honesty and intelligence were social handicaps. Besides, it's almost a whole week before the dance.
Oh, nobody will ask her. Boys are stupid.
Is that why you collect them like postage stamps?
Jeff, will you please keep out of this conversation?
Well, since when doesn't a fella have a right
to... Jeff, whatever Mary has to say doesn't concern you.
Well, okay. But if she's going to stand around knocking boys, somebody's got to defend them.
All boys are interested in is a pretty face that looks up at them with cow eyes.
Moo.
Mother, will you please do something about him?
Jeff, I think that moo was unnecessary, bossy.
Okay. I won't say another word.
And if you do, make it good night. It's late.
Mother, what is there about brains that scare men off?
Well, I don't think that's quite true. I mean, it's possible to be pretty and intelligent at the same time.
Well, if a girl is, she better keep it a secret.
Well, that shouldn't be hard for some people. Good night.
Good night, Jeff.
Now, take Melanie Miller. All she knows is one word. Divine. You know, everything is divine.
Jimmy, what a divine sweater. Oh, what a divine algebra paper. What a simply divine peanut butter sandwich.
Well, for a girl with a limited vocabulary, she's very popular.
Well, that's what I mean. And then a really sweet girl like Ellen with a brilliant mind can't even get invited to the dance.
Hi there.
Hello, old buddy. How are things?
Oh, pretty good. They hate men tonight. Good night, everybody.
Why don't you like men tonight?
Why do you resent our brilliant minds?
Daddy, boys are lunkheads. Ellen doesn't have a date for the dance.
Oh, and I take it that's a great tragedy?
For a girl, the saddest words ever spoken.
Daddy, why don't boys realize that a pretty face isn't everything?
Well, because, Angel, at this age, they're attracted to colorful things that glitter.
The high IQ isn't one of them.
Well, does it ever change?
Of course. They grow up, mature, get new values. See, when a man thinks of settling down and getting married, he looks for something substantial, something that'll stand up to the wear and tear of everyday living. A pretty face is no longer the most important... Oops.
Welcome home, dear.
Can't you do any better than a C in effort?
Oh, gee, Dad, that's a pretty good report card. Considering that I wasn't trying.
I know you're trying to make some subtle point, but I don't quite follow you.
Well, if I would have got an A in effort with those grades, it would have meant that I'm not as smart as I'm trying to be.
And you mean to say that these grades are better because you're not trying to be smart?
Well, sure, Dad, that's it.
Next time, try. We won't hold it against you.
Okay, Dad.
Ellen, I think with your hair up, you'd look positively stunning.
Well, what do you think, Mrs. Stone?
Well, I like it the way it is, but why don't you try it? Mary's my hair consultant.
Yeah, come on, Ellen. You know, I have a fabulous idea for a new hairdo for you.
Thank you, darling. Mm-hmm. The Mary Stone beauty course for Ellen?
Get her a date. I think Mary's going to make her over in the image of Melanie Miller.
What's she like?
What a divine sweater.
Oh, one of those.
It's very effective with men. Of course, when they think of settling down, they look for something solid and substantial.
I was anticipating a conversation like this.
Drink your coffee, dear.
I have a confession to make. When I got married, I thought only of surface beauty. No other qualities mattered.
Sounds like you didn't have much character.
With your looks, you make coffee like this.
Flattery will get you nothing but another cup of coffee, dear.
Well, maybe that's too stunning. Melanie wore her hair this way once. Melanie has an empty expression. Nothing clashes with it. Ellen, do you have to wear the glasses?
Well, the doctor says that if I wear them for a year or so, I won't need them anymore.
Well, maybe when you go to parties, you can take them off and put them in your purse. You know, lots of movie stars do that.
I wouldn't be able to see.
Ellen, at parties, you don't have to see. You just have to be seen.
Mary, you know, I'm not too disappointed about the dance.
Oh, who's talking about the dance? We'll probably just go to a movie that night.
Now, you can get as many dates as you want.
Well, I just don't like boys' attitudes. They pick their dates like they were at an auction. Hey, you know, Marie Antoinette wore her hair this way.
Yes, but she lost her head.
Who cares? She looked great until the very end. Ellen, boys like to feel important.
You have to learn to look at them as if you're saying, you're so tall and you're so handsome, and what do you see in itsy bitsy me? See? Oh, wait. Itsy bitsy me. Well, what if they're short?
They're boys. You still look up.
Ellen, let me see you walk across the room, just a little ways up and down. Go ahead.
Ellen, you walk as if all you wanted to do was get from one end of the room to the other.
Isn't that the idea?
Oh, no. Walking is an art, like sculpture. Well, you have to glide a little bit, like you have a heavy book on top of your head. Now watch.
Oh, wait a minute.
All right, now look. Glide. See? Now come on, you try. And glide. That's much better. Now this time, tilt your head a little bit and wear a mysterious smile.
What's that for?
Well, boys don't know what you're thinking about, and it intrigues them. Good. Hey, Mary, have you seen my dictionary?
Got a lovely laugh.
She practices in front of the mirror. Oh, Ralph is divine. Just simply divine.
Oh, Ralph, that's divine.
He probably said it looked like rain.
Oh, hi, Roy.
Hi, Mary.
You know my friend Ellen, don't you?
Sure, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you, Roy. How did you do on your social science term paper?
Oh, wow, don't remind me. I got a C minus. My father's fit to be tied.
Oh.
See you later, Roy.
Yeah, Mary.
It was a pleasure talking to you.
Hi, Melanie.
Roy Jenkins, I am not speaking to you.
Why not?
Well, if you don't know.
Gosh, Melanie, I'm sorry if I did anything.
Well, get me a straw like a divine darling, and maybe I'll forgive you.
What's he apologizing for?
Nothing, but he doesn't know it. It's another one of her techniques.
That doesn't seem very honest.
Ellen, that's another thing that frightens boys. Honesty. Brains and honesty. Here comes Don Morgan. I don't think he has a date for the dance yet.
Hi, Mary.
Oh, hi, Don. You know my friend Ellen, don't you?
Hi.
How do you do?
I was wondering, Mary, you made up your mind about the dance?
Oh, the dance? You know, Ellen showed me a dreamy new step the other day. She's a wonderful dancer.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Excuse me, I have to get another straw.
She got a bad leg?
Oh, no, she's just a very attractive walker. Oh, Ellen, have you ever seen Don drive his brother's sports car?
Oh, no, but I'd love to.
You interested in sports cars?
I'm fascinated by the internal combustion engine.
No fooling. You know, yesterday afternoon, I shaved a cylinder head.
Really? For more compression?
That's right. Say, I never thought a girl knew about such things.
Oh, well, sports cars are Ellen's favorite hobby.
Gee, that's great. You know, I've been working on a theory about neural pistons, and if you'd like...
Donald, I have a divine secret to tell you.
Excuse me, girl. Come on, fella, give.
Oh, wouldn't I like to grind her valves?
Let's face it, Mary. A cylinder head can't compete with Melanie's.
Here comes Bert Singleton. Oh, I think he is the bitter burning in.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, Bert. You know my friend Ellen, don't you?
Oh, sure. Hi, Ellen.
Bert, I have the most divine thing to tell you.
Excuse me, girls. Hey, fella, give a little.
Any more boys parade to Melanie's table. Maybe we'll catch the overflow.
I wish she'd catch her divine head in a divine ringer.
The dance? Well, it's very sweet of you to ask me, Dick, but I have other plans. Well, I have an idea. You know my friend Ellen Peters? She's a... What's that? If you take her features one by one, she's a very attractive girl. All right. Thank you anyway, Dick. Goodbye. Oh, Mother.
No luck yet, dear?
I think it's a terrible commentary on our whole civilization.
Well, I wouldn't give up on civilization just because the boys happen to prefer Melanie to Ellen at this stage.
I already told Ellen that I won't go to the dance unless I can find a date for her.
Boy, that's a laugh.
Did you find something amusing in your homework, dear?
If Bert Singleton called, you'd forget all about Ellen and civilization.
Bert Singleton.
Well, yeah, Bert Singleton.
Bert Singleton?
He's president of the class, member of the basketball team. Quite dreamy.
Bert Singleton.
Well, that's what I said, Bert Singleton.
Really, Mary's turned down quite a few invitations because of Ellen.
Well, maybe so. But if the big man calls, it's goodbye, Ellen.
If Bert Singleton calls, Jeff, I will tell him exactly what I told all of the others.
Well, that I'd like to see.
Do you suppose you could do some homework while you're waiting?
We'll keep you informed if anything happens.
Bert Singleton. What an ego. He always waits until the last minute to call.
Isn't that dangerous?
Oh, most of them keep hoping he'll call them, and they just wait breathlessly for the king to make his decision. But not me.
Oh, sorry.
Poor darling. Girls her age are so vulnerable.
And boys can be cruel and thoughtless.
I refuse to answer. I have two of my own, you know.
I just thought I'd try it on.
Why, it's very pretty, dear.
Well, what's the use of making brave statements if I don't mean them?
Who's saying you don't mean them?
I am. Well, I mean, if I go to this dance without Ellen, I'll be going back on everything I've been saying. Well, I can't do that. Can I? Oh, I never dreamed that I couldn't get Ellen a date for the dance with someone. Oh, Mama, what would you do in my case?
Exactly what you're doing, honey. Feel good that I kept a promise and be miserable because it kept me from a dance. Darling, she desperately wants me to tell her it would be all right to go.
Well, why doesn't she go?
Because it would be breaking a promise. Are you sure these scales are right?
They sure are, right on the nose.
Pound and a half.
Darling, if she made a promise, there are only two things she can do. keep the promise or break the promise.
Charlie, I didn't come here to listen to logic. Please try to be helpful.
Well, I'm trying to find a solution. Something illogical, of course. Look, if she's so miserable about not going, why can't you insist that she go?
Because she'd be even more miserable if she went.
Sure, there must be a logical answer to that statement, but I'm not going to be the one to try and make it.
Hey, he just called Mary. The big man just called Mary.
The king himself?
Mm-hmm. Now we'll see.
Well, did Mary accept?
Oh, I didn't hear the end. She tossed me out of the room.
Mommy, Bert Singleton just called and invited me to the dance.
Oh, we're very impressed. Did you say yes?
Did she say yes? Boy, what a question. She said yes, yes,
I
yes,
didn't
yes.
say yes.
You turned down the big man?
Did you decline the invitation, Mary?
Well, I didn't say no. You didn't say no and you didn't say yes. Well, what did you do? Promise to go halfway to the dance with him?
I had him the courtesy of considering it.
Well, I'll bet you didn't mention Ellen's name.
Alex, would you have a little talk with this small-scale prosecuting attorney, please?
I'd be glad to.
Thank you, dear. Come on.
Girl talk.
Dad, women throw me. I just don't understand them.
Well, they're no great mystery. Once you admit you don't understand them.
Well, thank you very much. Goodbye. Mother, Ellen isn't home.
What would be said to her if she were?
I don't know.
What are you going to say to Bert when he calls?
I don't know.
Hi. There's Ellen now.
Well, Mother, what should I do?
Honey, this is a decision that you're going to have to make yourself. I can't tell you what to do.
Hi, Ellen. Hi, Mary.
Hello, dear.
Hello, Mrs. Stone.
Why don't you go in the living room and talk?
No. I've done something terrible, and I just don't know how to say it.
Well, try, Ellen. Mary realizes how difficult it is to say things sometimes.
I can't go to the movies with you the night of the dance.
You can't? Well,
why? Oh, please don't be angry.
Oh, I'm not angry.
Well, a boy from the school I used to go to called. He's having a birthday party that night, and, well, he wants me to come.
Of course, if you feel...
Oh, go! Oh, you are angry.
Oh, no, Ellen. Mary isn't angry. She's very happy for you.
Well, sure, Ellen. If you can go and have a nice time, don't worry about me. I'll find something to do.
I know that if the situation were reversed, you'd never do anything like this.
I mean, leaving somebody stranded after promising.
Well, Ellen, don't give it a second thought. Now, tell me all about the boy and the party.
Well, his parents are allowing him to take a few friends to a restaurant. The boys will be in dinner jackets.
Oh, that's fabulous. What are you going to wear?
Well, Mother said she'd get me a new dress.
What color have you decided?
Well, I don't know. Pink, maybe. Maybe powder blue.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Peters.
Oh, good morning, Mrs. Stone.
Why didn't you come in with Ellen?
Thank you, but she's only staying a second. Wanted to talk to Mary about something.
I know. Mm-hmm. The party sounds very exciting.
The party?
Yes, the birthday party.
Oh, I don't know a thing about it. Who's having a birthday?
Well, I don't know. I thought I heard them talking about a birthday party.
Well, they have so many social projects. It must have been Mary on the phone with someone. Oh, you'd better hurry, dear. We have to pick up Daddy. Goodbye, Mrs. Stone.
Goodbye, Miss Peters.
Oh, lunch someday, maybe?
Wonderful.
Good. Come along, dear.
Bye, Ellen.
Goodbye, Mrs. Stone.
Oh, Mother, what a relief. And it was just in the nick of time. You know, I would never have had the courage to tell her.
I know.
And the way I didn't have to, and she's going to a fabulous party, and wasn't it funny? She felt so guilty.
Oh. Hello. Yes, she is. Just a moment.
Is it for me?
Bert Singleton.
Mother, what's the matter?
Mary, I think you should know that Ellen isn't going to a birthday party.
Mother, what do you mean? You just heard her tell me that she...
She merely invented a glamorous party so that you would feel free to go to the dance.
Oh, I should have known. Ellen has so much character. But what do I do now?
Well, you're not really supposed to know, are you?
But I do know.
I guess I shouldn't have told you.
Mother, I would never have forgiven you.
That's why I told you.
Hello, Bert. Thank you very much for inviting me, but something has come up and I won't be able to go with you. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
If it's any consolation, dear, you did a very nice thing.
Thank you, Mother. Just bursting with principle.
Maybe we can go to a movie when Daddy comes home.
Hey, sis, you want to play some chess?
Oh, I really don't want to, Jeff. Thank you anyway. Oh, golly, I can't even call Ellen. I have to keep pretending she's going to that fabulous party.
I'll get it.
Hello?
Yeah, she's here. Just a second. Hey, Mary, it's for you. It's Ellen.
Thank you, Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Ellen. When? Who? How did it happen? Oh, well, of course I could be ready in 10 minutes. Okay, bye. Mother, you're never gonna guess what happened. Poor Ellen is so excited. We're going to the dance. Well, Ellen will be here in 10 minutes. Mother, weren't you listening?
But how? What happened?
Barry? Well, tell me what happened.
I don't believe it. The girls are going to the dance after all?
They certainly are. Ellen's upstairs helping Mary dress. They're both slightly hysterical.
Well, who are the boys?
Well, one of them is Ellen's cousin Frank, and a buddy of his. Both freshmen from Northwestern, no less.
Uh-huh. Well, I'd say that more than makes up for the loss of Bert Singleton.
It's poetic justice. Mary's faith paid off.
Yeah. A good thing, too. In a few more hours, she'd have become a disillusioned idealist.
Oh, mm-hmm. Good evening.
Good evening. I'm Frank Bissell, Ellen's cousin. And this is my friend, Mort Rondell. Mort?
How do you do, Mort?
How do you, sir?
Frank?
How do you do?
We're the Stones. This is Mary's mother, and I'm Dr. Stone.
Hello.
Hello.
Come in, sit down.
Thank you.
Mary, Ellen?
Yes, Mother?
There are two very attractive gentlemen waiting for you.
Thank you, Mother. We'll be down in a minute.
I think it's only fair to warn you that minute may stretch to two.
I'd like to apologize for the last-minute arrangements, but I just got into town last night, and Mort just arrived this evening.
Uh-huh.
Tomorrow we're going together to a national council meeting upstate.
Frank suggested that we stop over here first. Hildale, I mean. Drop in on his aunt and uncle.
Well, fortunately, the girls hadn't made a date for the dance. They must have been psychic. Or something.
Yeah.
Gosh, isn't she pretty?
Yeah. This is my cousin Ellen.
Hi.
Hi. Frank, I'd like you to meet my best friend, Mary. Hello, Frank.
It's very nice to meet you, Mary.
Well, we better be going or we'll be late.
Oh, sure. Good night, Dr. Stone.
Good night, Mrs.
Good night. Good night, Mrs. Stone.
Good night. Enjoy yourselves.
Have a good time. Good night.
Thank you.